Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 374. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Let me introduce the co-host and then we'll get started. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podlist.com. What's up, Door?
Cheers, Steve. Had a busy week. Hope your weather was good, so at least one of us could have had good weather, but I think I already know the answer to that question.
It was, I got to admit, it was hot, but The skies were pretty.
Well, I don't ever expect it to be cold.
A little too hot for my taste some of the days, but yeah. Cool, man. Well, thanks for joining us. It's nice to have you on the show.
It's very pleasant to be here.
Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, since we're talking about weather, I had nice, cool weather. Not too hot, but and the skies were interesting looking, I would have to say.
Swirly? Were weird. They swirly?
Yeah, there was, this whole week, man, there's been some really weird, when you wake up in the morning, you know, that old saying, like, red sun in the morning, sailors take warning or whatever. It's been just like this craziest pink, and then a few nights it's been this weird yellow at night and then green at night, and we actually had two tornadoes on Monday.
Gee, that's insane. I'm glad you didn't get swept away.
Yeah. Like I was telling you before the show, if somebody didn't tell me that we had two tornadoes, I wouldn't have probably even really known here because they were just EF1s.
You just would have thought there was like a storm.
A big storm, yeah. A severe thunderstorm. That's what it looked like to me.
That's what they used to call tornadoes. Until they came up with the term tornadoes. All right, let's get started. I actually bought a laptop tonight. I was at a pawn shop and I couldn't resist the deal. I have this thing now where I buy top of the line laptops, pretty much some of the best you could get.
But they're old.
They're 4 years old. This is, I think, a 2011 Dell XPS 15Z.
Ooh.
It's an i7. It's got a full HD screen, like 1920 by 1080. And I'm just putting it up against my Dell Precision, and then I'm just going to sell the one I don't like as much.
I need to go to a pawn shop. That sounds like a great idea. Now, does it have a Windows Vista COA on the bottom of it?
No, it's Windows 7.
Okay.
So, yeah. But the thing is, you have to go to a lot of pawn shops a lot of times to find deals like this. This might have been like the 20th time I've been to a pawn shop, and then a deal like this pops out. It's rare. You go in and you find the deal of the century every time.
Yeah. The beautiful thing about pawn shops is if you're at a good one, every day stuff can come and go.
Yeah. Yep. Value Pawn is my pawn shop of choice. It's a chain. They always have good stuff. And I always, I'm happy with their service. Did I tell you the price? It was $375, which I thought was good.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Fair. For an i7 XPS, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
When was the last time you were in that pawn shop before today?
A couple days ago.
Okay.
Not too long ago at all. Frequent.
Cool. Did you say the RAM? How many gigs of RAM?
I don't even know.
Oh, okay.
But the batteries, I found out the battery's a little weak. It only lasts like an hour and a half, and it's supposed to have like a 5-hour battery life.
You'll have that.
So that needs to be replaced.
Those are probably, for a 4-year-old laptop, that's probably really cheap on Amazon or eBay.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, they're not that expensive, $50. So I'll let you guys know how that turns out.
Cool.
All right, let's talk about some apps. Is this game day today? Yeah, okay. Start us off, Door.
Okay. First, I'm going to bring, technically, is not a game, but it's game-based, and it is called Football Manager Classic 2015. World football, not American football. FMC 15. I'm guessing that's not FIFA, because, FIFA, just a touch.
It's spelled a little bit different.
And FIFA's a touch corrupt, so I'm guessing a lot of things are going to not want to touch it for a while.
What's corrupt about it? I don't know.
Oh, Lord, Steve. U.S., because we don't like football, invaded multiple countries where FIFA people were at and arrested them on corruption charges.
The U.S. did that?
Yeah, the U.S. did it. Upwards of like $10 million transactions of corruption at a time kind of thing.
What's a transaction of corruption? What do you mean?
If you give me money, I'll make sure we host FIFA games in your country. Kind of corruption.
Gotcha.
You know, and yeah, oh, if you want your beer to be the official sponsor of FIFA, why don't you buy me this island off of the coast of France?
Is that okay? So is FIFA a government organization or is it a business?
It's a business.
Then there's nothing wrong with that. Businesses can do that. It's their business to make business relationships with other businesses in other countries and towns.
Excuse me, lawyer. I would first off, you did not say you object. Second off, oh wait, that's right, you're not a lawyer.
That's thanks, true. Let me play devil's advocate though.
Hey, I'm a politician and I was a used car salesman.
Ooh, close on both counts.
Lawyer, I'm right there.
Hmm. So they broke, but did they break rules, Dor?
They broke a lot of government rules.
I get you.
Kind of thing. Well, it doesn't matter what, but whatever. And then the president was reelected. 2 days later, he resigned because he was getting arrested. But this is the world-class football, not the American football manager. So this is like fantasy football, fantasy baseball to the Americans. But this is for the world game of football. This is from Sega. Very highly rated. Now, what I want you guys to do for the first game is, if you're looking at it on a full desktop browser, click the word Sega by the top, and what you'll see is just the normal old way of seeing a publisher's page. Sega's not up to date, but that's how it used to be. This is a $20 game, okay? $20 Whoa. Game. Still gets pretty high reviews mostly. Still there's some definitely mid reviews. But it is definitely a heavily downloaded game, even though it's $20, so that tells you something.
Let me ask you something. Why did you bring this game?
Because it's a world game, and one of my good friends loves world football, and gotcha. He constantly talks to me about it. So I'm becoming slowly interested in it, I believe.
Okay.
Next game I want to bring. Oh wait, no, we take turns this time. Sorry.
Yeah, let's all play together, will we?
Yeah. I caught myself.
Cool. All right, so I've got a game. You know, I'll give you the rest of them. I've got a game. So this one is called Nitro Nation. Basically, is a drag racing game. It's a game that can get you hooked easily because starting out, it's really easy to beat all the other people. And you need to upgrade your car as you go, and you get money when you beat other people.
Oh my God. Are these graphics or is this real?
They're graphics. Yeah, it's got good, very nice graphics.
Are you serious? In the intro video?
Let me watch the intro video. It's got very good graphics. It's by Creative Mobile Games. And
wow.
Oh no, yeah, no. Those are not graphics. And those are not graphics.
Yeah, they are.
Well, I mean, they could be graphics. Those are not graphics from the game itself.
Okay.
When you get to the side view of them drag racing together, that would be the actual graphics of the game. You don't get to see inside the car or the nitro things or anything like that, but it looks nice. The neat thing about this game, though, is I was playing this on my tablet, slower Nexus, first generation Nexus 7. So it takes a little time to load up in between races. It's full of Carfax. Not like Carfax, like you can find out if your vehicle's ever been in an accident.
And get the facts.
And get the report. Yeah. But just like a little trivia about different brands of cars and things. And all the cars in here are licensed actual cars. They're not like they made up something. It's actually a Chevy Camaro or a Viper or a, you know, BMW, certain M3 or whatever. And I learned a little. You can learn a little bit about cars. Like the Mazda Miata is the best-selling sports car in history. Never knew that until I played this game.
I didn't know that either.
Well, I believe it only because it's one of the more quote-unquote affordable sports cars.
I don't even consider that a sports car at all.
Neither do I, because you know I picture like 17-year-old girls driving it. Not
it. It's a little coupe.
Yeah, it's like a. It's like what a Fiat was before they became like little squashed cars.
Yeah. So this game, basically, you hit the gas. It gives you two things of skill. You have to have good reaction time when the countdown and the green light goes. You got to have a quick reaction time. And then after that, it's all about shifting at the precise moments to beat your opponent.
So there's like near zero gameplay footage in the video?
Zero.
That's what I
think. I think not near zero, like completely zero.
I did not. Yeah, I would say zero. I did not.
That chick is cute.
The gameplay footage prior to, you know, coming on here, and yeah, none of that is gameplay.
Right. And they actually, it's funny how they did the, some of it's computer animation and some of it's real, but they stuttered it to make it look like computer animation.
So yeah.
Interesting.
It's like some hybrid between real and not real.
Right. Okay.
It's a free game. I haven't played it a lot. I did get to upgrade my car. I beat some cars that I really didn't think that my little Jetta that I started out with was going to beat.
Oh, so cool. You had a Jetta. It's pretty sweet. What did you beat? Like a Charger?
I beat like some Mazda stuff and things. The last one though, I wasn't sure. I don't remember if I caught what it was. It almost looked like one of the Tesla electric cars.
I was just going to say, I saw Tesla the other day. The
four-door one.
Yeah. It's really cool.
They are so
and
sweet.
I rolled down my window and I listened. Wanted to hear it. I could hear it.
Well, I'll say this. It's not the car. It's the driver.
In this game, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
And it should be.
In real life, it's probably more the car.
No, I mean, I owned a Hyundai Excel and I was able to beat 8-cylinder Mustangs. Okay? It is the driver, dude.
Did you have a stick?
Oh, yeah. I always had sticks when I was young. Always.
I'll tell you, having driven 8-cylinder Mustang stick shifts, if the driver of that car did not beat you in your Hyundai, it was definitely the driver. Because
I'll just say
those
this.
Are very, very quick little cars.
I'll just say this. The same guy who was driving it, the owner, less than, I think, 2 months later, literally rode into the side of a house.
Did you have, okay. Was your Mustang a V8, Steve?
Oh, my God, it was. That was the fastest thing I ever drove.
I've driven a lot of cars, and those are the spunkiest little cars, man, with an 8-cylinder and a stick shift.
They're so aptly named. It is like a wild horse. Yeah. I remember, I was thinking about it today, actually, that car. I remember I floored it in first gear because I wanted to pass somebody and from a standstill. And it was almost out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those really are cool. Yeah, anybody who hasn't had a chance to drive a Mustang GT with a stick shift, take that opportunity. You owe it to yourself.
Take the opportunity, rent one. I don't recommend you buy one as your only car. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Cool game, though, Eric. Gotta check that one out. All right, Dor, what else you got?
Okay, this next game I want to bring, it's the main reason I'm bringing it, it's a weirder game. It reminds me of a game I think I bought 2 weeks ago called maybe Blinkies or something, but it's the same type of style, but this one's called Running Circles. And the first thing I want people to do is when they're at the Google Plus page on their desktop browser, click on the company name BoomBit, and what you see is a completely different presentation of a company. This is what all company pages are going to look like in the Google Play Store, and let me tell you something, I believe it's an extremely welcome change. Instead of just some blocky listing of apps,
it allows them to do a little bit of like promotion.
Yeah, presentation, if you will.
Mm-hmm. You brought Spider Square, I think.
Yes, thank you. Spider Square, you're right. Which was the Spider-Man-esque type game, but it was a little bit crazy, creepy. This is a very different inside-out circle game. Okay. Basically, a whole bunch of circles are linked. There's stuff on the inside of the circle and outside of the circle. You have to tap when you want to change from inside to outside and also tap to change what circle you're in. And sometimes there's bad guys in other circles, so it becomes almost a game of like dodge to pick up as many of the things and not get hit. This was free. This one's for everyone. Eric's game was free for everyone. My first game, I believe, was $20 for everyone. So far, free G games.
How do you beat this? You got to get all those little treasures?
Each different stage, basically, is just a different grouping of circles. And you basically just got to pick up all of the pieces. Don't die. And basically, there is an ending, so you don't need to get all of them. But your real goal is to get a huge majority of them.
I don't like that where you don't have to get all of them.
I agree.
You can get very lazy and just see how many levels you can complete. Well, and then you can play it a different way and see how a score you can get.
Well, with me, it's just nothing more than just OCD. I don't. I do not like leaving something undone. You know what I mean? I've literally like came back in my house, got out of my car, came up to the door, unlocked the door, went back upstairs and locked the dishwasher when I remembered I closed it, but I didn't lock it.
Wow.
Yeah. I clearly had some kind of problem, but
I didn't know dishwashers even had locks.
But the key is letting certain things that you do and then get to certain things, just not paying attention to and not let them rule your life or else you get crazy.
Sure. Definitely.
Serenity now.
We all have our little OCD things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have to move on before you go all the way around the circle, or can you keep spinning around the same circle as many times as you need to?
Not as many times per se, but you can spin around a circle more than once.
Okay.
You're not allowed to just spin forever?
No, because the bad guy will come get you.
But you can spin forever if the bad guy doesn't come.
Yeah, if he's really stupid or... Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. I like the originality of this game.
Mm-hmm. A certain amount of style.
Yeah. Very cool. That's from Boombit. Cool. They're making some pretty neat stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eric, what else you got?
I got a game called Bonza National Geographic. What?
And what is this about?
Well, this is a word game.
Huh.
And I don't know. We've never brought Bonza, have we? I've never seen this game before.
I don't know what Bonza is, man.
Okay.
I
can't recall. But we did review a lot of apps.
So you kind of, that's true, quite a few. So you kind of look at it and it's like, oh, it almost looks like a crossword puzzle, right? But basically, it's a bunch of letters in squares, like a crossword puzzle. And
like a jigsaw puzzle. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're spread.
Not a jigsaw puzzle. Like a, I'm sorry, Eric, you're right.
Crossword, right?
Tech thing. Yes, yes.
Okay, so... On this, you don't really have to figure out what letters go in those squares because the letters are already there. You have to drag them to where they would attach to other squares to make full words. And like at the top of the screen, it'll give you a clue of what all of these words have to do with.
Ooh.
And then you drag these letters to each one. And then when you finish all the words.
I didn't see the clue at first. No,
you get some gems.
Dude.
This is a free game. It's rated E for everyone. I think it's free. Yeah. It's fun. It's fun. And then every now and then, I don't know if there's Bonza National Geographic and there's a regular Bonza. I've never played the regular one. Every now and then, they'll throw a picture in there, like of a...
Tiger.
Tiger. The one that I saw was a lemur. But then it's the same thing. You got to drag, kind of like you got to drag the picture pieces to the right spots to make the full picture.
Okay. The picture ones I can do. I got that. The words ones I would have trouble with because my spelling sucks, but this is a really smart game.
Yeah, it is cool. I would have problems with the word ones if they didn't give a clue of what we're trying to find, I think.
They're not super difficult. You would probably surprise yourself how good you'd be at it.
Bonza. Interesting.
Damn. Yeah, I keep thinking that Bonza must have been some kind of a game of some other sort, but I've never played it.
Never played it, never heard of it.
No.
But if they're getting like National Geographic versions of it, it's probably pretty popular.
Yeah.
It's like we don't have like the National Geographic version of AAA.
Yet,
right. Animal App Addicts.
Wow.
Or was it? No. Android Animal Addicts. Or Android App Animals. That's probably what it is. Well, Android App Animals.
I can tell you one thing the show would cover, that is how do you come back as a local community from massive sewage problems.
That could be a National Geographic thing, sure.
Yeah.
Just would smell bad. Do you know, I think Dory, or one of you guys mentioned this. I'm watching House of Cards again,
mm-hmm.
and he's got this whole thing on Monument Valley in there. Did he bring that up?
Yeah. Okay. Isn't that weird?
That's so weird. Product He's like, did placement. You ever play Monument Valley? Like Kevin Spacey saying.
Yeah. That just shows to me how some games easily transcend a lot of different groups of people, I'll say. Yeah. You know what I mean? And just a quick, super quick side tangent. House of Cards on Netflix. It's been pretty much officially done, announced. House of Cards, the one guy from Top Gear and the who got fired and the two other guys that quit are doing a show called House of Cards.
Huh. On Netflix?
It looks like Netflix.
Now, another neat product placement from that show is the water-filled rowing machine.
Water-filled rowing machine.
Yeah.
I didn't come up to that episode yet.
These are older. This is probably the first season. He's always exercising on this rowing machine.
Yeah.
It's got like water inside of a ball at the very end of it. He's pulling on like kind of the water resistance.
Really?
It's an extremely high-end rowing machine.
No kidding. Yep. I didn't even see the water. But yeah, I know he worked out a lot on that thing.
Yeah. If you watch it again, it's like it's a noise. It's a very noisy thing.
They have a lot of Apple promotion in there too. Ah. I'll tell you what about Netflix though. I've been checking out some of their other series. They're just letting any crap in now that they can. There's some really bad series, Netflix original series out on there now.
Really?
Throwing stuff against the wall, seeing what sticks.
Yeah. They're throwing crap against the wall.
How about Orange is the New Black? Have you guys went through the third season of that yet?
I had enough of that. I watched the first bunch of seasons.
I watched the first like 35 seconds and said, I don't think so.
Oh, if you would have got to 40 seconds,
you don't like women's locker rooms.
Stuck around.
What, Eric?
If he would have got to 40 seconds, he probably would have stuck around for the whole season.
Yeah.
Rhino wanted to let everybody know live today. I think this has been a few day thing going on, but actually Monument Valley is free on Amazon right now if you haven't already purchased it, which most people who listen to this show probably already did.
Well, and if you did, go download it again because they did add free DLC to it, quote unquote, more levels.
Digital, liquid,
downloadable content.
Okay. Is it a good game, Monument Valley?
Everyone seems to squeal over it like a 13-year-old woman who watched the Beatles back in the 60s.
Do you like it?
No, I hate it.
I didn't get it. You know, I played it about as much as I've played every other app.
Yeah.
That's a game, you know? I never really got hooked.
No, but here's a game I so far do like, Steve. It's called SBK14 Official Mobile Game, completely free. If you buy the... here's what I've read and what sounds like they're doing. If you buy the extra content in the game, the in-app purchases, it will automatically carry over to SBK15, which is the new, quote-unquote, version of this game. I'm repeating one of their screenshots in the App Store. Console quality graphics. Don't believe me. Don't believe them. Download this for yourself and do a lap of what sports bike. Sports bike, is that what it's called? It isn't motocross. It's the high end crazy motorcycles, crotch rocket. Yeah. Man, this game looked good. So I got to say, the boys formerly took control of the game stick, took it up in their room. Haven't had a chance yet. I want to load it on that because it is only 200 megs, so it should be easy to download and run. The question is, it does have controller support, and I'm really hoping it does because this game looks like it'd be lots of fun on a big screen TV.
Well, yeah. How do you play it now? You got to tilt it?
There's lots of different choices for the controls. You can tilt or you can have a one button thing to like lean. There's like four or five different configurations you could do. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I'm totally going to put this on my Union Telephone Company Genetech Toto TV stick.
Okay.
For some reason, that's what comes up when I try to, when I purchase anything on the Play Store and try to send it to that device. It's got that huge long name.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. This is called Super Bike. That's what it's called. So I'll say this. If you're at all a fan of like hang on motorcycle racing, not motocross, but super bike, you have to give this a shot. Completely free to try, free to download. E for everyone. Hard to pass up that kind of, you know.
Yeah. Looks fantastic.
Yeah, this is one of those games, as soon as I saw it, I said, gorgeous.
Is it smooth animation, though?
It all depends on the device. On my OnePlus One, butter. But game stick, no.
Interesting. Cool, dude. That looks like a fun one. Do you have any more for this show, Eric? Or
I think I'm out of games. I just went to the Amazon App Store, and I've already, that's where I must have purchased Monument Valley, because it says, you already own this app.
Ah, you don't get any DLC. Well, that's going to be it for today's episode of Android App Addicts. Hope you guys enjoyed it. See you on Wednesday.